shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
We're looking at slightly warmer temperatures this morning, but a lot more cloud cover. We'll talk about when we have rain back in our forecast.
I'm Brad Neese, live in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker at Highway Patrol headquarters this morning, where troopers are working to piece together a crash that shut down all lanes of I-40 overnight. Coming up, we'll show you where that happened and what we know about injuries.
And this is a live look at the U.S. Capitol this morning. The Senate is back in session today, and a bill to avoid a government shutdown is likely a top priority. We'll explain what's next for the bill that cleared the House last night. A lot to tell you about on this Wednesday morning as we begin it together. Thanks for waking up with us. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, the opposite of shutting it down here. We are just getting started for
That's
folks
right.
here
Ramping
on our
up.
Wednesday. Yeah, a little bit warmer this morning. Top end, though, Elizabeth Gardner and the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Are we going to get there later today? As warm as yesterday?
Not as warm as yesterday. We hit 68 yesterday. We're going to keep it right down into the low 60s today with a system that's rolling through. It's also bringing us some cloud cover. We take a look right now at what's happening across the area. Mainly cloudy. 45 degrees is our current temperature at RDU, and we're taking a look at some cloudy skies. So we have the tower, the top of the tower lit there in purple to signify the cloud cover. We take a look at temperatures this morning. It's 34 in Roxborough, 39 in Rocky Mount. So we do have some 30s on the map, but a lot of 40s too. 40 in Southern Pines, 43 in Fayetteville, 43 degrees in Clinton. We take a look at our hour by hour forecast. Not as warm as yesterday. Looking at temperatures close to 40 this morning, and then in the low 60s this afternoon instead of the upper 60s. Still tracking that potential for some rain at the end of the work week. We'll walk you through the latest models coming up.
We have breaking news this morning. Lanes of I-40 in Raleigh are back open this morning after a motorcycle crash near the Gorman Street exit. That crash closed the eastbound lanes for about 2 hours. It was cleared just after 2 a.m. And Brett Neese joins us now from the Highway Patrol headquarters in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Brett, what can you tell us about this wreck?
Yeah, troopers here at headquarters, Jeff, they gathered a lot of evidence at that scene to try to figure out how this all pieced together. I want to get you to the video from the WRAL Breaking News Tracker to really show you what this looked like. It's right before that Gorman Street exit, and you can see we're talking about a motorcycle and a car, and it appears that the car has a lot of back end damage. So it's not, that's what we're asking troopers. Did this motorcycle run into the back end of that car? And who is injured in this? We know that at least one person has some pretty serious injuries, and we're working to learn the extent of those and if anybody has been charged in this crash. It did shut down those lanes for a little over 2 hours, but those are back open this morning, so that's the good news. As soon as we get an update from the Highway Patrol, we'll pass it along. Live in Raleigh, Brett Neese, WRAL News.
Today, the man who threatened to kill children in Cary will be in federal court. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey joins us now live from outside the federal courthouse in downtown Raleigh. Kelsey, we've been staying on top of this story since Kevin Douglas was arrested 2 weeks ago. Renee, there are still a lot of unanswered questions this morning, but in just a few hours, we could find out the answer to one of them here at the courthouse. And that main question is, will Kevin Douglas stay in federal custody? Douglas is charged with cyber stalking. Cary police arrested him 2 weeks ago. They say he made 9 threatening reports online to the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. He said he wanted to shoot and kill Mexican children. He initially bonded out, but he was arrested again the next morning and put in federal custody. Newly released search warrants show authorities did not find weapons in the hotel room where Douglas was arrested, but they did take computer, storage devices, a phone, and pepper spray. Douglas is expected to appear in court later this morning. We'll have a crew here and keep you updated. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Police are searching for a murder suspect after a 19-year-old who was missing for nearly 3 weeks was found shot to death. Samar Barber was found in the backseat of his car on Walnut Woods Drive in Morrisville Monday night. This is video of a vigil friends and family held over the weekend. He was last seen in Durham October 23rd. Police responded to a report Monday of a man appearing to be asleep in a car. They later discovered it was Barber, dead in the back seat with several gunshot wounds. Police say the car he was found in had been parked on Walnut Woods Drive since the day Barber was last seen. It's unclear how long Barber's body was in the car.
More than 35 speakers called on Raleigh City Council to urge for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza.
I ask that this council not be silent and to please be the change that this community wants to see. I ask that you be in support of a ceasefire, and together we can collaborate in order to make a genuine difference in battling Islamophobia and racism in all its forms.
Last night's public comment session lasted nearly 4 hours. As each person spoke, others behind them held up their hands painted red. Many commended Councilwoman Mary Black for standing in solidarity with the Palestinian people. At the end of the meeting, Black asked the city's attorney to draft a resolution to call for an immediate ceasefire on Gaza, and she asked for it to be presented at the next council meeting. The Palestinian health minister is calling Israel's raid on a Gaza hospital, quote, a new crime against humanity. The Israel Defense Forces launched what it called a precise and targeted operation at the largest hospital in Gaza City. The IDF says it has intelligence information indicating that Hamas activity is being directed from that area. The White House also said it has information that Hamas used tunnels underneath hospitals, including Al-Shifa, to hide in and keep hostages. The Palestinian health minister says the raid could have catastrophic consequences for patients and medical staff.
The Charlotte-Mecklenburg police chief has responded to a viral video showing police repeatedly punch a person they are trying to restrain. We're going to show you that video and want you to know it is disturbing to watch. This happened Monday afternoon, and the video shows several officers around a person who is on the ground. One officer is seen throwing several punches. Police say before the camera was rolling, the woman punched an officer in the face and began resisting arrest. Investigators say officers confronted her because she was smoking marijuana in public. They say she refused arrest and ignored multiple commands to stop resisting. Chief Johnny Jennings issued a statement saying, quote, I never want to see an officer, much less one of my own, involved in a situation like this. The chief went on to say he watched the body camera footage and he believes it tells more of the story than what is circulating on social media. Chief Jennings is asking the court to grant release of that video for the public to see.
This morning, a state commission is holding a hearing on changes to training for concealed carry permits. The proposals come after the state found itself unable to take action against instructors accused of showing up drunk to classes. Others let people get their permit without proving they know how to use a handgun. The commission wants instructors to keep more paperwork that will make it easier for state investigators to audit concealed carry classes or track down class attendees if needed as witnesses. Instructors say they are opposed to more oversight. Dozens of teachers from across the state plan to attend the hearing. It's at Wake Tech's Public Safety Education Campus on Chapinoak Road at 10 this morning.
Just days before a potential government shutdown, House of Representatives have passed a two-step continuing resolution to keep the federal government going. The House of Representatives passed Speaker Mike Johnson's bill with a vote of 336-95. Republicans' plan had more Democratic support than Republican. It's not clear what backlash Speaker Johnson may face for this after former Speaker Kevin McCarthy was voted out for courting Democratic support. The bill now heads to the Senate, where it is expected to pass. Ultimately, President Biden will need to sign it into law.
As preparations are underway for the Raleigh Christmas Parade, tributes are setting up for 11-year-old Haley Brooks, who tragically died there last year. You can see the artwork along Hillsborough Street to remember her. It's near the spot where she was hit by a runaway pickup truck during the parade. Since that day, the Brooks family has found ways to honor Haley's memory.
Continuing to spread Haley's joy and her happiness and her light is what we do every single day. And that's what gets us through.
The Brooks family started the Shine Like Haley Foundation. They plan to share acts of kindness and help children in need, all in Haley's honor.
Get your tax planning questions ready. Tax professionals will be taking your calls for free this afternoon. Five on Your Side is partnering with the North Carolina Society of Enrolled Agents to connect you with free tax information from federally licensed tax pros. A little tax planning now could save you money down the road. Gather up those documents. Take down this number, 919-234-5007. Phone lines will be open at 4 p.m. today.
New rules are going into place today on all Southwest Airlines flights. Why the company is raising alcohol prices for the first time since 2018.
And a culinary education program is coming back to Orange County, to the prison there. And we will tell you which celebrity guest will be there today to kick off the program.
And this is a live look at Fayetteville. It's going to be cloudier today. and cooler today. We'll check back in with meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner after the break.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It's 4:43. We're taking a live look at our temperatures this morning. It's 39 in Wilson, and the whirligigs are sitting nice and still, so it's calm out there. 45 in Durham. It's 43 degrees in Fayetteville. We do have more cloud cover across our area this morning. That tends to hold in any daytime heating, and it was a fairly mild day yesterday. We climbed all the way up into the upper 60s. We were in the low 70s in some places, so that means temperatures will be a little bit warmer for us this morning. And we still have some spots in the 30s. It's 35 in Tarboro, 37 South Hill, 39 in Rocky Mount. But 42 in Goldsboro, 42 in Fayetteville, and it's 40 degrees in Southern Pines. With the cloud cover, we may not see our temperatures dropping a whole lot more. So upper 30s, low 40s for your exercise this morning. A bit cooler this afternoon with highs in the low 60s.
Elizabeth, thanks. Today, President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping will meet for a talk the Biden administration hopes will improve diplomacy between the countries. Biden and Xi will meet at an estate just outside San Francisco. They're expected to talk about issues including climate change, drug trafficking, and the conflicts in Israel and Ukraine. The wars are one of the many reasons tensions between the U.S. and China have been escalating. This will be the second time Biden has met in person with Xi since taking office.
This morning, we're getting a better look at someone robbing a downtown Raleigh business. This video is from recent weeks. It happened at a restaurant that was targeted in a string of break-ins. The owner of Vic's Italian Restaurant and Pizzeria told WRAL his shop has been broken into four times in the last few weeks.
The cops came and they did a fingerprints, whatever, and we cleaned it up and they left. About 4:30 in the morning, they call again. And another break, and we had to get up again, and we're coming in and do the same thing, and you know it's a very annoying.
You heard from Mario Longo there. He said he knows it's the holidays and people are struggling, but it's very frustrating for business owners who are just trying to make a living.
Parents are calling a Harnett County school bus driver a hero. That driver got all 38 students off the bus before it caught fire. Video shows thick smoke and flames pouring out of that bus headed to Ben Haven Elementary School in Sanford. The Harnett County School System says the driver, Monica Tyson Crawford, smelled smoke, pulled the bus over, and then got all the students off the bus before the fire started. The cause of the fire is under investigation.
Peter Seidler, the owner and chairman of Major League Baseball's San Diego Padres, has died. According to the team, Seidler passed away yesterday at the age of 63. The cause of death was not announced, but he was a two-time cancer survivor and had been part of the Padres' ownership since 2012. Seidler is being remembered as a kind and generous spirit who was a hardcore Padres fan. He leaves behind a wife and three children.
Starting today, the Cumberland County Animal Shelter is waiving adoption fees to try to get the crowded shelter cleared. Adoption fees for all pets will be waived starting today through November 22nd. The shelter says while adoption is free, there are ongoing costs when you get a pet, so adopt responsibly. If you want to rescue a pet, the shelter is open Monday through Friday from 11 to 5:30 and Saturday from 1 to 5.
Starting today, buying alcohol on a Southwest Airlines flight will cost you more. All liquor will increase from $7 to $9, and beer options will go up $1 to $7, and wine will cost $8 instead of $6. Southwest says the increase comes as it tries to keep fares low.
Today, a celebrity chef will help the Orange County Prison relaunch its culinary education program. Jeff Henderson, known as Chef Jeff, will speak at the Orange Correctional Center today. He will also give a cooking demonstration to offenders. He started his culinary career while he was serving nearly 10 years in prison. Since his release, he has worked as executive chef at Bellagio and Caesar's Palace in Las Vegas. Orange Prison's culinary education program is starting again after it was paused during the pandemic, and it's taught by instructors from Durham Tech.
William Peace University is getting into the holiday spirit with its annual tree lighting ceremony tonight. This is video from a previous year. Tonight's ceremony is open to the public. It'll happen near the fountain on campus at 7 o'clock tonight.
Oh, it is looking like the holidays all across the triangle now and feeling like it with the temperatures. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. Won't be as warm today as yesterday, though.
Yesterday, we climbed into the upper 60s, right around 70. We saw all that sunshine. It was a really nice day yesterday. But we do have cloud cover that's already moved into our area this morning, and that's going to keep our temperatures a little bit cooler. We take a live look at downtown Raleigh right now, where it is 45 degrees. So it's a little bit warmer than it was this time yesterday. We're going to climb into the mid-50s by the time we get to lunchtime, and only into the low 60s for this afternoon. So a little bit more of a cool day today with some cloud cover. Take a look at the DBAP. Every day we start to see things really shaping up. It's next Wednesday, so a week from today, that Woolly Bull's Winter Wonderland opens. And look at that. There's the sledding hill, lights on and everything. So really starting to look up, pretty exciting over there. Tickets are on sale. You can go to WRAL.com for tickets. 40 degrees in Southern Pines right now, 41 in Clinton, 39 in Rocky Mount, 37 South Hill, and 34 degrees currently in Roxborough. Around town, temperatures a little cooler today. So 62 in Raleigh, 60 degrees in Durham, and 65 for the high temperature in Fayetteville. Mostly cloudy skies today. Kane's forecast, even though it's cloudy, you won't have to worry about rain as you're headed in and out of the PNC Arena. At 6 o'clock, 53, at 8 o'clock, 49, and at 10 o'clock, 47. So I'm feeling pretty chilly as you're heading out of the arena, but you know, it's pretty chilly in the arena too. So, you know, most everybody's already got their jacket. 63 is our normal high. We're close to that today, actually. And then we bump well above it, 70 on Thursday and 72 on Friday. And then temperatures start to drop a little bit as we get into next week. As a matter of fact, we've got a number of days with highs in the 50s coming up next week. Here's a look at our current situation. We have a high pressure system sitting to our north. That high pressure system still pushing some cool air into our region today, but we have the potential for a few showers down to the south. What we're seeing is cloud cover out of that. But let's walk through Futurecast and talk about what's going to happen on Friday and into Saturday. This is tomorrow morning, and you can see a little bit of cloud cover. We're going to see a developing low off the coast of Florida, and that starts to push northward. Now, Friday morning, we may start off with a little bit of sunshine, but as that moves northward, once we get to the afternoon, we begin to see a few patchy light showers, especially from Raleigh eastward. That'll be the case all the way through until around midnight. Notice the new run of Futurecast showing dry conditions for us Saturday morning at 8 a.m. and then increasing sunshine through the day. So looking better and better for the Christmas parade, looking at just a tiny chance of a shower in the morning at around 8 a.m. at 10 o'clock, 65 and 70 degrees as the parade wraps up at noon. Saturday tree lighting's also looking good. 6 o'clock temperature 59, but we'll be clear at that point. And then as we get into next week, the week of Thanksgiving, temperatures are likely to be below normal. So we're going to be mild getting into the first part of the weekend, 72 Friday, 66 on Saturday, but then turning cooler and wetter. Boy, we need the rain. Looks like we could see some Monday and Tuesday.
Thanks, Elizabeth. A local pest company wants to pay you to keep cockroaches inside your house. Yeah, we'll explain the research that will help them gather the rules for this brave participant.
Welcome back. It is 4:54 as we take a live look at Goldsboro. It is 42 degrees there. A little warmer this morning than yesterday, but our highs will not be as warm this afternoon. A child care center is looking for a new space after being given 30 days to leave their East Durham location. Creative Kids has been on South Miami Boulevard since 2019. Owner Brenda Kitchcart says they also offer mobile child care services. She is passionate about the search with the goal of creating a safe, fun educational environment for children in Durham.
Pride ourselves on knowing child development and really giving that love and care as a family should, where they may be lacking it at home or whatever may have you in their other environments. We are grateful that they have a safe haven here. So that gives me pride to keep going. Without them, though, I would probably have thrown in the towel on this one.
The business has to be out of its current space by November 30th. There is a GoFundMe page to help pay for moving expenses and the eventual new location.
A lot of folks would do anything to keep roaches out of their homes, but one pest control company wants to pay you to bring them in. Raleigh-based company The Pest Informer is offering $2,500 to homeowners who will let them infest their home with American cockroaches. It's the second year the company is making this offer. It's part of a study to help the company evaluate the effectiveness of a specific pest control technique. If you are willing to take the risk, you have until December 31st to apply. Visit thepestinformer.com. Looking for a little extra holiday magic this season? You can win a family four-pack to the sold-out Holiday Express at Pullen Park. WRAL's Holiday Express Sweepstakes is giving five lucky families an extra dose of holiday cheer. Experience the magic of holiday lights, train rides, Santa's toy shop, and more at one of Raleigh's favorite holiday events. Sold out, too. Visit WRAL.com/contests for more information and watch WRAL Morning News at 6 a.m. to see if you are a winner. The first winner will be announced this Friday. WRAL is a proud sponsor of Holiday Express.
It is 4:56. We're following breaking news. Lanes of I-40 back open after a deadly crash involving a motorcycle early this morning. Brett Neese was at the scene in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. He'll talk about what we've learned about that crash coming up at 5.
And the search for a murder suspect is underway after a Durham man was found shot to death in Morrisville. How police were able to find him in his car nearly 3 weeks after his disappearance.
And this morning, we're looking into tipping fatigue. Ken Smith will explain why so many Americans are sick of the new tipping culture.